My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, it's time for the crossover, and Evan Giddings is in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we're now joined by Mark Willard and Dan Dibley after a wonderful weekend, right?
Was it, though?
Oh, it was amazing.
It was a great weekend.
Was it?
It was pretty good.
I had to give away my comedy tickets to Evan Giddings.
What?
Wait. I couldn't go. No, yeah. I was glad. I was actually stoked that somebody could make use of him.
Yeah. He went to a show last night.
A comedy show last night. Yeah.
Did you tell Evan that you reached out to me, not first, but prior to
actually
Evan?
Actually, only. You did, honestly. Okay. It was. I'm like, I'm going to keep this in the family first. I'll go to my partner first.
Because yeah.
Like, it's easier for Evan to get a night out than it is for you by just a smidge. So I was like, let's take a shot and see if I can get Dibs and Sup a date. And I knew that it was a complete and total Hail Mary.
It's a long shot.
I knew you were going to be like, no. And then
I really appreciate
it. And then
the
we kicked it over to
great.
Evan, who I've run into at a comedy show before.
This is true.
So I knew, and so did the lovely Christy. She's going to be listening and she's going to want credit because she's like, you should give him to Evan. And I'm like, I did think of that, but I want to try Dibs first. And then we asked Evan, and what did you text back? Sick. Like, that's it. It was just sick. I'm like, I think we got to take her. Yeah. We're in.
Now that you are sick.
Let's go. Absolutely.
LFG, sick.
I don't care if I'm first, if I'm fourth, if I'm 14th. Yeah. If you're offering me tickets and I can use them, it does not matter when we get to that
Bruce
point.
Bochy was picked 4 or something like that. Now he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So
yeah, Piazza was an afterthought.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's all good.
It's awesome. It's all good. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just glad somebody got some belly laughs out of it.
No, thank you, Willard. That was really nice of you.
Clearly,
and Christy.
Yes. Clearly, there's something that we haven't talked about, and that is...
Here we go.
Did I cross your mind at all?
No. No. Not even once.
Well,
no, because
the
Evan,
comedy topic
you
was
have
not
already
the Arctic,
seen
so
Evan at a comedy club.
It did not seem like your jam. I was sure that Dibs couldn't go. I was sure that you wouldn't want to go. I was sure. And I'm right.
Yeah, getting into the city at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Like, I'm right. I knew you wouldn't want to go. So I figured that it would almost be offensive if I texted you, because you'd be like, why the hell would you think that I, you know, like, come on.
Who the hell do you think you are?
You don't know me at all.
Who is the comedian?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's big.
He's pretty good.
He's doing Chase Center. You got to be big.
I'm going to be honest. I hadn't heard of him before.
He was hilarious.
No, I hadn't heard of him.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm introduced to him now. He's really good.
But Okay. He played at Chase Center, but he's not playing in front of 17,000.
But he's a big boy.
Yeah, but it's probably in the round, like about 6,000.
Yeah, but if he was a B class comedian, you know, he'd be somewhere else. He wouldn't be a chaser.
He's not. He's big deal right now.
He's got like 6 specials.
He's a big deal.
At least he told
me
last night.
We made this whole thing about Bill Burr. Sebastian and Bill Burr are neck
and neck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, like, I think it just comes down to preference at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all comedy, right? Like, what's your jam? What's your style?
Very different styles.
Totally.
I kind of like that guy who's he's from the South. He's a big guy.
Oh, you're talking about Shane Gillis.
Is that the guy who drinks bourbon every show?
I think a lot of them
do. I think they all, Hollywood, they all drink bourbon. But you're talking, he does a really good Trump impersonation.
Chris Farley?
He's got a very thin little mustache. He hosted SNL.
No, no. This guy's like a big burly guy. And, anyway.
Larry the Cable Guy?
No.
Gaffigan?
No, not Gaffigan.
He knows Gaffigan.
I do know Gaffigan.
Mark knows comedy, so you can aim all this his way.
You know, Gaffigan, if you haven't turned 40 yet, Gaffigan, just wait on it.
I got
it's
you.
All targeted toward parents.
But I'll tell you what. In fairness, I've seen comedy. I've seen one comedy show.
One?
And it was...
How'd it go?
It was unbelievably funny.
Great.
You probably heard of this guy, Dana Gould.
I've heard of Dana Gould. I don't know the
word.
It
was about 15 years ago. Okay. Oh, man, he was pretty funny.
You did comedy yourself at the roast of Jason Barrett.
No.
You took the stage.
I did take the stage.
You took the stage, and you tried. You ran material. Material was run.
Come on, he does comedy every day from 10 to 2.
All right.
Lay off.
Right?
Comedy text from line? 10 to 2. Totally.
By the way.
Yes.
Lock up Snell. Lock him up, Mark. Right now.
What'd he do?
Another game where he doesn't give up anything.
Well, you made it sound like it was a misdemeanor.
Lock him up.
I think you probably could.
Either opts in or he opts out.
You can. Chapman and the Giants are talking right now, so it's allowed.
It's allowed.
It's allowed.
You can't lock him in like you can Brandon Ayuk. He's locked in.
The issue is both of them have the same agent, and he is known for not doing anything early ever. And
he's your favorite agent, I believe, right?
Scotty B.
He had a great offseason, didn't he?
Yeah. Ron White.
Okay, sure.
Thank you, text line.
Ron White with the cigar all the time.
Yeah,
I know Ron.
Big picture, Ron Boris. Is funny. Boris is all about the big picture, even when it fails him.
Mark, what's the funniest comedy show you've ever been to?
Joe Coy. We saw Joe Coy a year or two ago down at the San Jose Event Center, and we still talk about it. And he's coming to Chase here in a couple of months as well. We're going to try to go again. He is such an incredible showman. So yeah, that's my answer. You're looking at me like you don't even know who that is.
I don't.
Well, I feel like it is hard sometimes because the bigger names are going to be on the bigger stages. And I do feel like when you go to a comedy club or even sometimes if it's like an amateur night, there's more of that intimacy and read and react with the crowd that really does separate a lot of the bigger comedians because they have that. They can do it. It's in their bag. But a lot of them, like the Coys, the Burrs, last night, they're working on material towards their next special. So they rarely deviate. Or when they do, it's kind of timed. And not that it's forced or anything because they're really good. But I do feel like a lot of the best comedic experience that I've had have been, I don't know, like at a comedy club in Oakland.
Go to Cobb's.
Or at the Punchline. And like somebody you don't expect shows up or someone you don't know is really funny and just hammers the crowd or goes after a city or something that's specific to you. Or maybe you're involved in the show yourself. You know, you choose to sit in the first or front row and then you know that you're ripe for the picking and you're with someone that's got a story there that they're going to ask about and you got to make sure that you're prepared to just weigh in and get absolutely leveled by whoever's on stage. Those are the best.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a lot of fun.
I knew you wouldn't want to go. I knew you wouldn't want to go.
Perfect.
I don't need to be drawn attention to by a comedian.
Well, then you just sit in the back.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Hey, can you believe Kyle Shanahan took that kind of risk?
It's a fireable offense.
With the franchise.
Honestly, to expect a football player to go out and actually gasp, hold cheeks, play football, that to me is reckless. It's reprehensible. And if Kyle Shanahan isn't fired by the end of our show, darn it, then I'm going to get a torch and a pitchfork, and I'm going to march on Santa Clara.
Hold on.
It's a joke.
You're being sarcastic, obviously. But let me throw this out there. How would you feel today if one of those hits went wrong? How would you feel? Now, I was in the middle of a show with a former offensive lineman as this was happening. He called it dangerous. He said, that's dangerous. You do not put, if you think that this guy's worth $60 million, why are you sticking him out there with a bunch of people who are going to be bagging groceries in 2 weeks.
Because
that's dangerous.
Well, like, who's bagging groceries? Like, the starting offensive line that was out there?
First of all,
Trent Williams?
Yeah, well, that's a big piece of your offensive line. Right. And
Jalen Moore's looked great in camp.
Great camp. Like, and again,
well, he's your starter
now. Even the ones he's not. Trent Williams will start at left tackle. And even the ones who are potentially going to be starters, they're also rookies. Everybody's prone to a mistake. The other team's playing their starters. Your wide receivers are running absolutely absurd routes. You're running a naked boot, for God's sakes, which means I don't care who the hell you're on the field with. You're exposing him to a hit. I'm fireable offense, all that. I get your joke. It's none of that. It is a head scratcher, though, because you are putting him in harm's way. Steiny, I loved your point that maybe he did it because they lost the joint practices.
Right.
That's my best guess too, but it is odd.
Well, Evan, you made the comp to last year where they all played, if I'm not mistaken, and you were running down the list, and I was on my way into work, and Debo played last year in the second game, and Brandon played, and George played, and I think that Trey played, and Juwan played. They all played, and the best way to get ready for a football season is to play some football, and that's what he did. He didn't play an entire half, and he's going to play on Friday, so I don't really see what the big deal is.
You don't see the difference between those two? Like, if you're playing with the 49ers...
Last year, he was coming off an injury.
That's and by the way, all the more reason...
Which was more reckless last year than this year, where he's 100% healthy.
Not necessarily. Doctors are saying whether that's re-injurable. The point is he needed even more time to get up to speed last year than he does this year, number one. But number two, last year he was playing with the 49ers. This year, like,
well, these are mostly the 49ers.
I would argue that the majority of the people on the field last night were not 49ers.
And I would argue that the things that he was out there trying to do have nothing to do with who is running routes. And you could talk about 2 for 6 for 11 yards or whatever the numbers were. Who cares? He was out there so that he could face actual human beings who were trying to tackle him, and so that he could feel the rhythm and the adrenaline of actual football. Because in practice, he knows that no one can touch him, and he knows he's not going down. So to be able to go out in a game and maybe get knocked down, and we got hit 3 times, none of the hits were that devastating, and those are things that are going to help him get sharp for the regular season.
How do you know if a hit's going to be devastating until it happens?
Well, they weren't.
He didn't hold
the ball and try to make the big throw down the field. He got down and he played safe and he played smart.
To act like you can control in a football environment whether or not you get hurt is crazy to me.
This to me is the same mentality of people, and I think you were one of them who were worried about Steph playing in the Olympics because he
might
get hurt.
Absolutely, I was one of them.
And I just...
But at least that had a point that he cared about,
well,
that they were
the
trying
point
to...
was that's risky basketball. FIBA rules is like rough.
Right,
it's like rough and tumble.
But he had a career goal that was on the line there. I just don't...
And Brock has a career goal too, which is to be ready for week one win the Super Bowl. He wanted to play, and this is what football players do to get ready.
All the other ones didn't.
Did Mahomes play? Did Josh Allen play?
I'm not talking about any other camp.
I'm talking about this kid.
Did they go out there with a bunch of fourth stringers?
No.
None of them did that.
Jalen Moore is a starter.
Nobody did that, Dibs. Nobody in the NFL. No quarterback.
McKivitz, starter.
No quarterback.
Brendel, starter.
Great.
Those guys are all the offensive line. And Kyle Shanahan, you can play the sound later. Steiny's played it a bunch, and I love your use of sound. It's fantastic. But you've gotten a lot better. You're actually borderline a real host now. But the fact that he played all these offensive linemen was because he wanted to protect Brock Purdy.
The offensive line is one piece of the picture. No other quarterback in the NFL did this, and I will never not find it to be head-scratching. I'm not offended by it.
Yeah.
I don't think anything should happen. He shouldn't be questioned. We're not marching on Levi's. I don't get it, though. I don't get it. Like, that doesn't make... If you want him to go get a few reps, then get everybody out there with him and have a few reps. Like, getting timing with Trent Taylor at this point does what?
It's not about timing.
Yes, it is.
I don't think
that's exactly what it's about.
If it was about timing, then you'd have Brandon Ayuk in camp. It's not about timing.
He's not on the team yet.
It was about him being out there with actual pass rush and actual people trying to tackle him. And, you know, we can play the Brock Purdy cuts as well, and that's really what he... That's why he was... agitating to play. That's why he was looking to play, and he's going to play again on Friday. And we'll all hold our collective breath
with teammates
because football is a dangerous game.
But he'll play Friday with teammates,
right? But I just don't see where that's a big differentiator for me.
Yeah, we see that different.
You know,
we see it different.
Brock Purdy wants to play football and he wants to get up to speed and be ready for tackle football, and that's how you do it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, the one thing that made it a little confounding for me is because Matt Barrows was on with us at noon and he said they're all going to play Friday. For maybe a half, he said. So I kind of did wonder if he's going to play a half with the starters or with everybody who's in camp who's probably going to start. I could see why you'd be like, well, then why play him?
11 plays.
The reason why it was confusing to me is because let's look at Friday. If George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, whoever wasn't on the field on Sunday is on the field on Friday, and they're catching balls first series from Brandon Allen, I'm wondering why Brock Purdy's not on the field. Like, why are they on the field risking injury when they're going to be catching footballs from a guy that they're not going to be catching footballs from 2 weeks from then, week one of the regular season? Maybe Brandon Allen leads him over the middle. They get popped. Maybe he throws a hospital ball. I'm not saying Brandon Allen would do that, but that could be something that happens. I feel like if that happened, we would all be wondering why those guys are on the field in the first place. And to me, it's just the exact same thing. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Just flipped. Like, why is Brock Purdy out there throwing to guys he's not going to be throwing to?
So then, week one, short of them having the entire complement of their offense, then we shouldn't play anyone, is basically what I'm drawing from this. So Brandon Ayuk is
only
holding
out there for
in
like 9 plays.
How about some 11 of it, plays? Dibs, some of it.
Ayuk's not playing, so we shouldn't play Brock until Ayuk is out there, because our whole offense won't be out there.
You're being disingenuous. No one's saying that.
So Trent Williams isn't playing, Dibs. So we shouldn't play Brock until Trent is ready?
He's literally damn close to the only player people have heard of who played.
It doesn't matter if you've heard of them or not.
Yeah, all the big guys didn't play. All of the important people.
So he should not play until all of the important people are ready. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not using the word should. I find it a little bit of a head scratcher. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like, let's say he had lit it up. What the hell did you get out of that? Now you know where Trent Taylor is going to be on an out route. Great. What the hell does that do for anybody?
See, I don't think that, for me, it wasn't about lighting it up or what his stats were. It was about him being out there in real live football action. And yes, he had a lot of twos around him. Twos and maybe some threes. I don't know how the depth chart will shake out.
Fours,
but for
fives.
Brock Purdy, the most important thing for Brock Purdy was to play football at game speed against other people who were trying to tackle him.
And I get that. And
forget
I find
the timing with Trent Taylor.
I find the risk
the timing
reward
with the, yeah,
to be out of whack. That's me.
They found the risk reward to be very much in whack.
This whole dance is going to be over in 10 years. This thing ain't even going to exist.
Well, it's going to be less than 10 years. Why would they go to 18 games? They're going to go to two preseason games.
Like, is Sean McVay an idiot? Is he an idiot? Because he has told his guys now for 3 or 4 years, get the hell out of August.
He was in the broadcast booth this weekend. He wasn't even on the sidelines.
So Kyle wasn't even calling plays yesterday.
Then why did he cancel joint practices?
Because they didn't have enough bodies to allow their twos and their threes to go against the other team.
The reward.
That's a great point.
There was no risk. When you have 24 guys who are injured, there's no, I mean, you can't play them. So the risk is that you don't have enough bodies. So it was just a
threw those bodies into a preseason game with his QB1. So if those bodies
It sound like he was playing with like threes and fours.
Well, but those threes and fours weren't good enough to do a joint practice against the Saints, which Purdy would have practiced anyway.
His running back was a five.
Well, his running back probably will make the team.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I like the player.
We'll see about that. I mean, even if he... Okay, so he's playing
And we
with,
can inject the money part of this into it if you want, and we can talk about the disingenuous... Well, it's about the money. That's why they have these preseason games.
No, it's about trying to win this season, and Brock Purdy's your best chance to win this season.
Why didn't they cancel the preseason game?
Because they can't.
Exactly.
So why do you play your quarterback?
Because you want your quarterback to get reps. You want your quarterback to get out there, break a sweat, and feel a little bit of the adrenaline.
So they should have just had him during joint practices because your head coach believes those are more valuable than preseason games anyways.
But you canceled joint practices because you didn't have enough bodies. Bodies that you actually care about. So you didn't want to put him out there for joint practices with
a
bunch
of twos
for 11 snaps. Yeah.
Okay, he's going to take 11 snaps in a joint practice anyways.
It'd be more than that.
Takes one snap.
Yeah, they should. You know what?
Takes one snap.
And I'm going to send him an email. I'm going to text Bob when we get off here.
Why can't
And I'm
going
to let Bob know that, you know, they need to shut him down until December.
You don't need to get this sarcastic about it.
I do.
It, dude. No, you
I
really
do.
Don't.
I don't need to, but we're not making a wild point here.
We're not making a wild point.
I just think that it's like, bubble wrap. I think it's bubble wrap sports talk, and I don't really buy into it.
Then why the way you're talking, you should be furious that all the other guys didn't play. Because you're acting like this is a necessity to get timing and sweat and some reps. And, oh, don't be fluffy. Go take a hit. Well, then where the hell was Kittle over the middle last night?
They can make their own choice. Brock wanted to play. So why do you have to – why are you guys trying to bubble wrap Brock Purdy?
Because Brock Purdy has bosses who make those decisions. Jaden Daniels is in Washington right now getting yelled at on the sideline every play because he has bosses – who are trying to teach him how to protect him from himself. Absolutely. Herm Edwards came on our show and said, Ricky Pearsall, now he gonna have to learn how to protect him from himself. Christian McCaffrey, protect him from him. Get out of here with Brock wanted to play, so he plays. It doesn't work like that. He's
Every
got
player prepares differently.
Yes.
And if he wants to prepare by playing and the boss agrees... Well, the boss said yes.
And I disagree with the boss.
Yes, okay. And you're allowed to disagree with him.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch that game thinking, I wonder why Brock's playing?
No.
Really?
Not at all. Okay. No, I watched the game and thought, geez, I hope he's able to not get hurt because it's football and it could happen. It could happen in practice tomorrow. He could turn an ankle in the shower, for God's sakes. You never know. I watched him play and I thought... Good. Get your reps. Go out there, break a sweat, see what you can do, and get off the field.
So did you take anything from those reps?
Not really.
Then what are the reps worth if you don't take anything from them?
The reps are worth him feeling the adrenaline and feeling the thrill.
So they are worth something.
To him, not to me.
But it's a preseason game. That doesn't mean
anything. But I didn't look at it and think, wow, 2 for 6, 11 yards. This guy's in trouble. He's gone from $50 million a year down to $49.7 because that was a bad preseason game. Everything has value. Every rep in practice, in a joint practice, in a scrimmage,
but
in a
preseason game. But you just said the preseason doesn't mean anything.
You asked me what I took from it. Yes. I took nothing from it. But what did he take from it? Probably a lot. He probably shook off some of the rust.
Oh, Purdy.
Brock Purdy, yeah. Gotcha. Shanahan obviously thought that it was important because, you know, he would have liked to have him go out there for one long drive, but it turned out to be 3 bad drives, and I'm sure that he was thinking after 3 drives, okay, we'll get him off the field now, but... For them, for the players, it's obviously worth something being out there and getting reps.
Well, but there were players out there not getting reps.
Right. So maybe those players didn't feel like they needed the reps. When you've got a 30-year-old tight end who's played 9 years, maybe he doesn't have the same run-up to a season that a third-year quarterback has.
No, my only point is that I was just confused.
Yeah, I get that.
Questioning
same
why they were going. It's not a damnation of Kyle Shanahan. I'm not saying that Brock Purdy is no longer a $60 million or $30 million quarterback. It was weird to me watching the starting quarterback of a franchise that's expected to win a Super Bowl this year out there with any other guys that are also expected to help him compete for a Super Bowl.
I just wonder where that line is, though, because you had, when he broke the huddle for the first time, you had probably five other starters on the field, five or six, maybe four offensive linemen. Is there a number where you think, okay, if he's got eight of his starters, then we feel good about it? Does he need all 11? Is five enough? I just wonder where that line is where it's okay to then put Brock Purdy out there. Do we need Trent and Debo and Brandon and Kyle and George? Do we need them all out there and then we feel good? I don't know if that's the way I look at it. I look at it as he's healthy and the other guys maybe aren't as healthy. I know Brandon's got a bad back and he's holding in and Trent's holding out and McCaffrey's got a calf and Debo and George are just older players and maybe they don't need as much run-up. So because of that, we don't play Brock because he doesn't have his guys around him. That to me feels more damaging to Brock than it would be to play him for 11 snaps.
I think one quick response would be if you're going to be on that side and you're going to lay out all these things that are positives to play, then why are those not applying to all of the other players who matter? That'd be my only question. You know what I mean? If you're going to build that case of these are all the reasons why the preseason matters and why it's important in the second game to be out there for three series, why does that not apply to every other high-priced, important player on the roster? Christian McCaffrey got a bug bite, and they told him to leave, and we'll see you in September.
I think it's more than a bug bite.
Well,
but
not really.
Taken.
I mean, you know what I mean?
It's
and
a calf.
And he's been running for weeks already. And I get that it's Christian and it's a running back and he's older, and I understand all that. To me, there's a flow to football, and I'm not putting a player who holds the ball, therefore the other people are going to try to get him. I'm not putting him out there with people who are potentially not even NFL players. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
That's a terrible risk reward in my mind.
Sure.
That's all.
Sure.
That's all.
I just think when you have other players like, you know, George and Debo have played darn near probably more than 100 games, and McCaffrey's played more than 100 games, and you've got a quarterback who's played, I think you mentioned it earlier, he started 21 games. So here's a guy who still has a lot of football that I'm sure he's looking to play, and he's looking to, you know, get out there and improve. He's 23 years old, yeah, and so
a lot of young guys also sat. Juwan sat. Jordan Mason sat.
Yeah, Mason's hurt.
Well, so a lot of people are hurt.
No doubt. That's why they canceled joint practices.
Brandon Ayuk is apparently hurt.
He's got a back. Yeah.
I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I'm not offended.
I haven't seen
by
the medicals, so
I don't know. I'm not offended by it. I just think it's a decision that I found. I'm with you, E. I just found it surprising.
Yeah. 4-1. Here's how I'll end it. 415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shanahan had him in there for a reason.
Sure.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be out there. Right. And I don't know that we'll find out what that reason
was. That's kind of a
was.
Catch-all, though. Like, if you're going to say that, then don't ever question a play call ever again. Don't question a play call.
Or an overtime decision to take the ball.
No coach in the NFL, especially not a good one, is like, we're going to do something today for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Right.
They've all got an ant. They've all got a reason. There's a thought process, and we are allowed to question it. And to me, that is a bold strategy last night. Let's see if it works out for them. Bold strategy. I wouldn't have done it.
All righty.
Brock's too important.
Let's let it there on 95.7, the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.